coming back the other way here, and Barish is inside the area. Bessard! It's the hat-trick! And the match ball! And he is the king of goal scoring in the A-League.
Not quite yet. Of course, Francis Leach, they're part of the 11-16 SEN call team that brings you live A-League action, City or Victory, home or away, right throughout the season. He's about to overtake Archie Thompson as the all-time king of scoring in the A-League. One goal behind, I think so. If he gets a brace in this week's derby, then Bessart Berisha picks the perfect stage to become the competition's all-time leading goal kicker. Michael Zapponi is part of Fox's A-League coverage. He also, every Tuesday night on the evening's program with Dave Davidovich, brings us comprehensive coverage of the world game in the world of football and in a very different time slot. Good morning to you, Michael.
G'day, Finey.
How are you? Now, before we talk about the weekend's football and the upcoming game at Amy on Saturday night, I'm not quite sure that the A-League gets it right with two teams in Melbourne, in as much that, and of course, the derby throws up some conundrums here. But, for example, the AFL were so keen to get second teams in New South Wales and Queensland because one of their major motivators was to have AFL football on every weekend in those states. They felt that they were losing momentum on a fortnightly basis. Now, I think there's a number of people, especially with school holidays beginning, that will sample the A-League, but there's no game in town on the weekend just passed, and this is not an unusual occurrence. I don't think that the competition fixture has been coordinated in the right manner. We should have a game every weekend in town, not some weeks with two and some weeks with none.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not sure what the reason was behind last weekend, and I think it happens a couple of times throughout the season, and sometimes it comes down to venue availability, etc. But I don't think there's too much else happening at Amy Park at the moment.
From time to time,
there's concerts and things like that. But yeah, I don't think that was the case this weekend.
Certainly, this was a weekend where people were looking for sporting options and an opportunity missed there. Let's get on to the matter at hand, which was on pitch matters, and Sydney City won all. And I think City can consider themselves unfortunate because I didn't like the penalty that saw Bobo go to the spot and equalise.
I agree with you. It was the slightest of touches, wasn't it? And these are often waved away. And I thought, it's a harsh decision, which could have gone in the favour of Melbourne City. It didn't. It went in the favour of Sydney FC. And the Brazilian marquee stepped up and slotted home his penalty. I thought it was a game that could have gone either way, but Melbourne City certainly did enough to win that game. And instead of talking about Fernando Brandão's goal, unfortunately, a lot of the discussion has been about diving again and the fact that there was contact to his head and he made a lot of it. Again, slight contact to his head. But let's focus on the beauty of his goal. It was one of the goals of the season, and it just highlights the depth of this squad and the talent that they do have in this squad. And not a bad result for Melbourne City, given Sydney the top of the table, but you just sense from the disappointment from Luke Bratton and others after the game that they went to Sydney to win that game, not to come away with a draw. They expect to win those types of games and they expect to finish on top of the table, not second. And that's the sort of the ethos that they've got at that club this season.
Given that Sydney are 10 games into the season without defeat, 6 points clear, it's going to take quite a bit of reeling in. I mean, they sit in pole position, and for good reason. They've been good.
Yeah, they've been great and very consistent, and Graham Arnold's done a great job. And we often talk about his record in the A-League. He did a fantastic job at the Central Coast Mariners, a small club, and brought them to championship glory and made them one of the forces in the A-League. And we've seen just how difficult that can be with Paul Ocon's struggles and struggles Tony Walmsley had in previous seasons. So he's a great coach, and he has brought together a terrific squad with a lot of depth, and great to see some players coming back and having a real impact. Josh Brillante is one. Probably didn't have his greatest night on Saturday night. He was sent off with two bookable offences. Michael Zullo has certainly been very good for them this year. So He's brought in some players who have done a great job for him, and yeah, they've set the benchmark. But 6 points is not insurmountable, and you know, I think Melbourne City would fancy themselves to reel that in over the course of the season. We're only a third of the way there, really, and still plenty of football to be played.
I like Bess. Whether it was tormenting Victorian teams whilst with Brisbane Roar or now playing for Melbourne Victory, there's something about the man. He's a footballer's type footballer, in as much that he's not beyond the odd tantrum and is not beyond, if not staging for a free kick, then emphasising, over-emphasising one himself. But through all of that, he's got a great nose for scoring, and it was working beautifully on the weekend.
Yeah, and he's had his critics in the last few weeks. Surprisingly, you know, he hasn't taken his chances. He's had a few half chances and a few clear-cut chances in the last few weeks and really hasn't taken them. But the mark of a great striker is that you're given those opportunities the next week and you take them. And I can't remember more than three opportunities that he had on the weekend. I could be wrong, but they were three chances, and he took every single one of them. And each of the goals were very different. It required a huge amount of skill. And the first one was on his right foot. The second one was a bullet of a header. And the third one on his left foot. So it was a brilliant hat-trick. And the delivery for that second goal was fantastic as well. Jai Ingham came on as a substitute and whipped in this beautiful ball. And that's a goal that, you know, would be at home in any league in the world this weekend.
Jai Ingham looked certainly engaged. He missed a couple of opportunities when he came on as substitute in that frustrating 1-1 draw with Perth Glory. But he provides an extra dimension. With Marco Rojas on the sidelines, it's, I would have thought, wouldn't have been surprising to see him start. And again, I would not be surprised to see him start against City.
I think he's, you know, made a huge claim for a starting position. He had a great impact when he came off the bench. Kevin Muscat decided to start the German, Max Beister.
Yes.
And, you know, he's got great credentials. He did some good things. I think the best game he's had so far, but I think he still needs some work. He still needs some fitness. Hadn't played for a year before coming to Melbourne Victory, and that match fitness takes a long time to regain. So I think he'll be a good acquisition, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Muscat starts Jai Ingham because he was huge for them. And Beister did set up the first goal. He took a long-range effort, which was a difficult one for Andrew Redmayne, who could only parry it into the path of Bessar Berisha. So Beister certainly played a part in the first goal. But, yeah, Ingham will be I reckon, a starter in the derby on the weekend. And Marco Rojas will miss again from what I'm hearing. So that certainly opens the way for Jai Ingham in a starting position in the big derby on Saturday.
And on to the big derby on Saturday, 7:50 kickoff, Amy Park. And I would have thought that you need to guarantee your seats with a pre-book. It's a potential for a sellout. Melbourne City host Melbourne Victory. They're above them on the table. I think that all goes out the window. How do you see the game going?
It's a real tough one to pick, finding, because, you know, it could go either way, you know, and it's so tough to tip. It could be any of the three results, really. It wouldn't surprise me this weekend. They are evenly matched at the moment. Melbourne City certainly have, I think, more depth than Melbourne Victory, and that will be an advantage for them throughout the season. They're pretty much at full strength as well, Melbourne City. So, yeah, they're going to be a tough nut to crack. Of course, the first time they played this season, it was that Tim Cahill super goal that separated the two sides and certainly took all the headlines that night. And Melbourne Victory will want revenge from that occasion. Rojas is a bigger mission for them, Victory. So I think City will probably go in as favourites to this one. But, yeah, it's so hard to tip. You know, any of the three results could be possible in on Saturday night.
Showcase game, as I said, if you intend going, then don't be disappointed on the night and don't be surprised if you're turned away if you haven't got a ticket. So make sure you get in through normal sources, normal methods of buying tickets and guarantee yourself a seat. Michael, thanks for joining us. We're looking forward to the derby.
Yeah, we are. And that's, you know, this one just before Christmas on fixturing, it's certainly one that the FFA have made a bit of a tradition, and it always is just about a sellout. So, yeah, get your tickets. It's always a special night, this one just before Christmas at Amy Park.
Michael Zapponi there. Fox Football's coverage of the A-League You can watch it every weekend. It's comprehensive.